But also you say, for example, that the second phase, the part that I've been in, tends to be one of the unhappier times of life. And you think about how much you're worrying about your kids and whether they'll be okay and all the struggles balancing work and family and stuff. And
exactly.
It's kind of helpful, right? You start to see, oh, it's not just me. It's been
it's everyone practically. Like you say, if you look, there's part of it that tracks happiness. Mm. I studied, okay, what are the happiest and how does happiness change? I won't take everybody through that, but you know, in the early years, and then you get into the just out of university or whatever you're graduating, you know, those are very happy years. In the that middle that you're referring to, when there's work-life balance and you're trying to juggle a lot and you're trying to be successful, and you're struggling with yourself and you're struggling with your family. And also there can be times of disenchantment. The marriage isn't going exactly like you dreamed, or the job. Okay, I'm not the superstar, because life is tough. And you go and you encounter that middle part of your life. And those things are known, you know, they happen. They're normal almost, and you expect it. And also there are principles for how do you deal with each one of those better. And then you come, and then I watch people have a difficult transition from one phase to the next phase, because, you know, let's say you go from the second phase, and whether we call it retirement or something, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in a habit, you're addicted. Am I important? Do I matter? What is my status? All of these things that people then get, and they just don't yet know what that new phase is and become comfortable and enjoy that new phase. I've mentored a lot of people who've gone, very, very successful people who've gone, okay, from being successful to then that new phase, and then understanding how to find joy, because the happiest phase is really that phase, which really almost comes on typically around 60 or after 60. It actually, surprisingly, ironically, is the happiest phase in all of life. And this is across cultures typically, because, okay, you don't have the work-life balance anymore. Your parents are gone. Your children are on their own. You have a freedom. You're not trying to prove yourself. And there are all the joys of all of those types of freedom if you approach it well. And so people understanding these things and understanding, you know, principles for dealing with them are really, really beneficial.